Hello, and welcome to this special SearchMobileComputing.com podcast. I'm Carrie Gattin. In this featured podcast from our Mobile Unified Communications Advanced Workshop, we're going to count down the top five tips communication professionals need to know when investigating a mobile UC solution. Joining me today is Michael Finneran, an independent consultant and industry analyst who specializes in wireless technologies, mobile unified communications, and fixed mobile convergence. Thanks for spending some time with us today, Michael.
Thanks, Kara. It's great to be here.
Good. All right, Michael, we're going to count down from number five to number one, so let's get started. Tip number five when researching mobile unified communication solutions is learn what's out there. Michael, where did IT decision maker begin?
Well, mobile unified communications is not a simple defined capability. It's lots of different products and services offered by a variety of vendors. On one hand, we have the UC vendors. That's Microsoft and IBM primarily. Also, the IP PBX vendors, who would include Avaya, Cisco, Nortel, and Siemens. They have mobile UC capabilities. Also, we have any number of third-party providers and hosted services. So it's not just one thing. To really get the feel, you do have to do some shopping. Basically, each one of these options is going to support a different set of features, a different set of handsets, different levels of integration with the UC platform, with or without the ability to hand off calls between the two environments. So the first step will be to spend some time and get to learn the landscape.
Very good advice. Okay, next, number four on our list of need-to-know tips when researching for mobile unified communication solutions is assess your internal capabilities. How should our listeners get started there, Michael?
The whole idea is to mobilize unified communications. Now, that cuts across two big areas, unified communications and mobility. Now, UC by itself is a big topic. It's not just buying an IP PBX. It's not just having unified messaging. My favorite definition of UC comes from my pal Marty Parker, who says it's communications integrated to optimize business processes. So with unified communications, we're really talking about providing new methods of communications that are based on presence. That's the ability to know in real time if somebody is available, and if they are, for what form of communications. Of course, once we've made that determination to provide easy access to all modes of communications and all tools. One of the key capabilities would be a trick like what we call transmodal communications. That's where somebody reaches you on a voicemail and you reply with a text message or an email. Now, mobility adds an additional challenge to all of this. Now, the mobile user is generally the user who needs this type of rich communications the most. Of course, any time we introduce mobility and wireless, we have the challenges of cost, capacity, and reliability. So the big questions that come up in terms of assessing internal capabilities are really three. The first is, where are you in unified communications? Because whatever we're doing in the mobile space must work in lockstep with the overall plans for UC. Second, where are you with regard to mobility? Some users are nowhere. In most cases, we'll at least find BlackBerries deployed for push email. Do we have a suitable wireless LAN infrastructure? So basically, what are our core competencies at this stage? And lastly, where are we with personnel? One of the big drawbacks we find is most organizations really don't have the first-hand expertise in building, deploying, and supporting these mobile applications. So possibly for the first go-round, reaching out to a systems integrator might be the wisest step.
Very good. Moving on to number three on our list of important tips when researching for mobile UC solutions is begin talking with your end users. Michael, what specifically should communication professionals discuss with their end users?
Well, I like the term customers. Mobile unified communications is about making people accessible and productive and doing so in a manageable fashion. Now, the good news is when we do talk to our customers about mobile UC, they absolutely light up. They intuitively recognize that better integration between our in-house and mobile communications, particularly with better communication tools provided for that mobile user, has benefits that are off the chart. Of course, the bad news at that point is we have to slow them down. That is, the first response is, yes, get me one of those. Of course, we need to know a little more about the requirement before we start proposing the solution. Particularly, how does communication fit into that particular user's job? What features that they see from this group do they see as being most critical? Basically, yep, also, if they have embedded preferences for a particular device, we have to ensure that that device is actually supported on the solution that we intend to propose. Of course, while we're talking to the users, we also have to be thinking about the overall service we're going to provide. See, at the end of the day, we also need a management system, basically tools that will allow us to provision devices, set them up, distribute them to the users, provide software updates, ensure security, troubleshoot, customer support, provide repair, replacements. So it's a matter of looking at what the user needs and how we can provide that in a manageable fashion.
Very good. Okay, continuing our countdown. Item number 2 on our list of need-to-know tips when researching mobile UC solutions is get a pilot going. Michael, tell us about that one.
This is always my favorite pet peeve with clients, paralysis by analysis. It drives me nuts that folks in our field want to study things forever but can't seem to pull the trigger. Our job isn't to write term papers, it's to provide useful capabilities. Now, in a field as rapidly developing as this, we're not really learning until we have something in the user's hands. So a pilot test is going to be absolutely essential. And, of course, a well-conducted pilot test. That means we have to keep contact with the users as they develop familiarity with the device. We need to get feedback. With that, of course, it's a matter of assess, refine, and repeat. Of course, some of our internal IT folks should be using these devices at the same time to have that level set with the end user as to when they're describing a difficulty, a way of doing something, that we understand firsthand what their complaint or their issue is. And, of course, do that as part of an overall strategy for migrating to unified communications.
Another good one. Okay, we've reached the top. Tip number 1 on our list of need-to-know tips when researching mobile UC solutions, and I love this one, it's think strategically. What's the goal, Michael, with this one?
Well, as I've been saying from the start, we're here to support the business. And mobile unified communications is a long-term project. Basically, the big question we have to ask is, how does our company intend to be doing business 5 or 10 years out? Being relevant in IT means giving people the tools that they need when they need them. Basically, if we're planning on outsourcing our manufacturing next year, spending a lot of time on building our own integrated manufacturing system isn't going to be in the company's best interest. We're already seeing users introducing some of these capabilities. We have users with iPhones using Grand Central for their own fixed mobile convergence. So the idea is that mobilization is happening with or without IT. The thing is that it happens a lot better with IT involved. That is, with professionals who can look at the overall requirements and, of course, the support systems we need to deliver these important capabilities, but do so in a secure and manageable fashion.
Critical advice, very important advice. So then, to recap our list of the top 5 need-to-know tips when researching mobile UC solutions, number 5, learn what's out there. Number 4, assess your internal capabilities. Number 3, talk to your end users. Number 2, get a pilot going. And number 1, think strategically. Michael, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Mobile unified communications is absolutely one of the most important and most visible initiatives we're going to undertake. Let's get out there and do it well. Think.
Great. Great. Very good. Okay. Thanks to our listeners for joining us today. If you're interested in learning more about mobile UC solutions, take a look at the expert lesson that accompanies this podcast in the SearchMobileComputing.com Advanced Workshops. Thanks for joining us. I'm Kara Gattin. And remember, mobility keeps your enterprise moving forward.